Okay, well, everybody, welcome back to the GIR. We're pretty excited to have you here on the podcast. This is episode, I don't even know what. We've gotten through quite a few. I think
five,
it's
five, maybe?
Is it six? I think it's six. I don't know. We're doing good.
You lose track when you're having fun.
People haven't told us to shut up yet, so I think we're doing all right. Pretty excited about this week's guests. Kyle, if you don't mind doing some introductions here, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, something funny, synchronicity, if you will, if you're in the golf simulator business and you're in the midst of a global pandemic and there's stay-at-home orders, you can't go play golf, a lot of people turn to virtual golf. And in technology, the lines between real golf and virtual golf seem to really be blending closer and closer every day. So we're so excited to really dive deep into that topic with Brett Campbell, CEO of About Golf, one of the preeminent home and industrial golf simulators on the market. He's also the CEO of Overload Golf Ventures, the venture funding entity that acquired About Golf about 2 years ago, what, Brett?
That's correct. Around 2 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah. So pleasure to have you on the show, and welcome to GIR, Golf Industry Roundtable.
Thank you, and glad to be here, guys. It's an exciting time both for golf, but also, you know, the world's changing. So, you know, the technology that we've been producing is hopefully helping our customers and partners as well.
They certainly are. And I mean, we'd be remiss if we just didn't do the obvious. What was it like during the COVID? Was there an explosion in sales? I mean, you were kind of sitting perfect timing to be a simulator company.
We call, you know, in the software game, we call them strategic accidents. not to offend anybody, but you know, the COVID and the global health crisis that came upon us, it really affected two of the business models, which we have our residential, so our home environments where people have media rooms, they've changed into simulator rooms. That's going through the roof. And, you know, our indoor golf centers and amenity spaces where you're running a business with multiple sims, they're right. Having a hard time. And we're just trying to work through them with better content and understanding that, you know, they're going to be limited as they come back, but also there's a business model to actually increase their hours by just enabling them with better content. And as you're saying, this teeter green authenticity between digital golf and outdoor golf now is becoming very close. So we're excited to be a part of it. And, you know, there's a lot of companies that are building this modern golf era. We are excited just to be a part of this kind of industry right now.
Yeah, I've got to say, personally, being in Orlando when it, you know, it's 95 degrees out and 95% humidity, I used to, as you would say, would love to pop off at our local simulator, Caddyshanks, and have a pint of beer, as you might say, and enjoy a few holes on the simulator, because it was just so much cooler, enjoyable atmosphere. So I imagine they are kind of having a rough go of it with nobody allowed to go out.
Yeah, and you know, the constraints they're getting around cleansing, cleaning up the facilities, social distancing. So, you know, they're limited to how many people they can have in a sim at one time. But, yeah. You know, from the point of view of a business that we had to pivot, you know, on April 1st, we launched the AG Trainer, which is a, you know, do-it-yourself, delivered like an Amazon box, the main components of a simulator. And then you could build that yourself with our training online. Okay. It was a good uptick in that, but that was to get it to the masses as well. You know, yeah. We really think golf has got a long way to go to get the new versions of the golfers in.
And if you're doing sort of an upgraded from there with your large curved screen, or if you're a facility building a business around it, is it still sort of a DIY build up, or do you have technicians that sort of go out and help?
No, we have a full system where we have designers, installers, operators. We custom build them in Toledo, Ohio. And yep. We build those rooms. And then so our claim to fame is we're the most accurate in ball physics, but also our quality of installs and those custom builds for your room is really where About Golf sets itself apart.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we touched on it. Why don't we go back 2+ years and what first attracted you to About Golf, and how did you know, you come from tech software. How do you find yourself in the sim business?
Yeah, look, you know, myself, Austin Fazio, Randall Henry from the golfing industry, and myself from the enterprise software world, we were fortunate enough to have the opportunity to look at About Golf as an acquisition. We did a couple of reviews on other companies as well, but About Golf had the, you know, the quality of the ball physics and the real accuracy around spin data and how it was actually producing the real authenticity of tee to green. So our putting was really good. My goal was then to look at this and take it from a hardware business to a software business. So as we start to build out the business model, I've introduced a new management team. that are focused around esports and software as a service. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of 18 months into our 5-year plan that we set off 2 years ago. So we're very, very excited about it. I was an Australian rules footballer and a water skier growing up. I didn't play much golf, but then I was attracted to an instructor out in Coeur d'Alene, and he got me onto the simulator, and I've gone from a 27 handicap. I'm now down to an 8 in about 5 years.
Oh, wow.
But wow.
That world of, can I do things indoor and make it better at my craft, is something we've really got close to our hearts in building. Yeah. I'm excited just to lead this team. I mean, it is software, but it's not enterprise software. So, you know, it's a fun job to be involved in.
Brett, when you talk about this as a software business, does this mean a transition away from, or maybe I shouldn't say away from, but a transition maybe into something that becomes less of a barrier to entry for the regular consumer?
That's correct. You know, I mean, one of the things that I did notice when I first came in, you know, this price point of $50,000 and above, you know, just doesn't make indoor golf accessible to everyone. So we know using our AG Lynx, which is really all our simulated technology, the human detection, the club and the ball data, plus our AG Locker, which is a new app that we've come out with in the last 12 months to engage with people. And then our AG content, and it's not just about golf, but I can run, you know, my Netflix, I can run my Peloton in this environment as well. So we're really seeing that if, you know, a software integrated platform that can span across devices like a mobile phone, a PC, and then a larger scale sim. And the simulator to us is you are the controller, where in other versions, you're going to be using your phone or using the PC to actually integrate with AG platform.
Will it be something so mobile that I could have it in a simulator room in my house, but then take it with my phone to the practice range at my club with me and still record some stats and different things? Correct.
That's what we want to see. I mean, we see AG Locker as the data that follows you anywhere, anytime. So if you're using an instructor and he's using an AG sensor, or if you've even got another set of data points, we're integrating with other launch monitors so you can have that single record of your golf game.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Interesting. Well, we should, this is probably something I'm just going to make a note here for Holly to edit this out, but I do want to have a separate conversation with you sometime. With all of the golf courses we work with, we deliver hundreds, almost 1,000 mobile apps to golf courses working with golf pros. And if this is some way that we could talk about an integration with our delivery in a brand away from the golf course to the golfer, the pros could connect during this time to people that they used to be able to have out at the range, I think it's worth us having a conversation about that kind of integration.
Yeah, Rob, look, I think that's really important. I feel for some of these PGA professionals that are out there, you know, the customer base isn't there anymore, but how can we make it more virtual and at least them, you know, generate some revenue that they couldn't before? And definitely having, you know, instructors on demand, those type of things, the things we're putting in our pipeline.
Fantastic. Maybe I won't have her edit it out. That was valuable for everybody to hear.
Yeah. So, keep his answer for sure.
Yeah.
What are some of those integrations can you talk about? Do you integrate with any of the coaching platforms like V1 or the Arcos sensors and clubs?
So we're a Microsoft partner. So my background was in Microsoft. So we're running everything on the Azure cloud, and you know, companies like Arcos, TrackMan are all running on the Microsoft development platform. Okay. And we're working on discussions now around how do we integrate to make it a single pane. Other things we do, Swing AI, companies like that are doing the Swing Index and mm-hmm. enabling people to get better by themselves. We're kind of hopefully making it more self-training, self-improvement, or being able to connect to other, I'd say, improvement databases, and even putting into things like ShotLink from the PGA Tour. That's another discussion that's happening at the moment to compare yourself to a professional golfer on that particular course.
Right.
Very good.
Overload Golf Ventures, you've made other acquisitions that are touch the golf space, sort of like Cycleboard. What are some other areas that you guys are involved with?
Yeah, we went out there early on and just kind of had a look at some of the opportunities. As part of the About Golf acquisition, we also acquired Henry Griffiths. Henry Griffiths was the, you know, custom club fitting company 30 years ago. So right. If you think of where PXG is today, that's what Henry Griffiths was. So we're looking at that business on how we can leverage all that, you know, IP that's been there for 30 years and the skill set, and bringing that into an automated training fitting center. We've invested in Cycleboard and also Cutballs, some young guys off the West Coast that are just doing that direct to consumer golf ball, like similar to Vice and those type of things. So putting our finger in a lot of pies. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah, but yeah, then
I know them. I didn't know you were involved with them.
Yeah, and then, you know, about 18, probably say 12 months ago, the team, myself, and our management team went, let's just really focus on About Golf, leave the investments we've got in Overload Golf. So the fund itself there is now just primarily sitting there as an investment engine, and our whole focus is on the About Golf business.
Cool.
Well, what are the next 6 months, year look like for About Golf? Are there new features that you can talk about, or anything you can share with the listeners?
Yeah, definitely. Look, we have a pretty simple product model. We have AG Links, which is all our simulator technology. And that's where, you know, you can have a different range from AG Trainer right up to our AG Max product, where it can be a 100-foot wide simulator screen with multiple bays. Then you bring into AG Locker, the free download from your app store, from Android or the Apple store. And that's really you're mobilizing the data. And then AG Content is the exciting bit. So, you know, we've had gameplay for 15 years. We've been doing some fun games around ball striking and fun games for kids. And one of the big things that we're launching, we're actually in alpha right now, is our AG Tour model. This is the esports platform for AG. So right now we're 5 weeks into our 10-week tour. We have around 1,000 participants on average per week, battling it out for closest to the pin, longest drive. This week it's a 5-hole match play, stroke play. And the leading person at the moment is 2 under. They're quite hard holes. So the first hole you start off on hole 4 from the Heather golf course is a 219-yard hole, and there's 200 yards of water. So I was 8 over on my first try and attempt at that. But what we're doing is really creating this and fostering a community around fun and engaging, but also competing. So the AG Alpha Tour is out now. We've got people competing across, you know, between London and New York and across in Australia as well. But it's really around us testing all the different components around what does a different event look like, how many shots people could have, when are the kids getting engaged, how they come more sticky to the application, and then using the AG Locker app where it's kind of Peloton for golf in a way. We're creating that community that's really starting to see that people are a bit intimidated by going to a driving range, by getting on a golf course, coming into a simulator and swinging balls, and they're not really kind of going anywhere, but they're having fun on some of our ball striking games like Razor's Edge. It's really exciting to see that transition of people that wouldn't go to a golf course, but now coming into these simulators to compete. So AG Tour is kind of like our big thing. We've got a big announcement next week that I can't kind of launch into as yet. I don't believe it's formal, but it's definitely a European and US competition that we've just signed for the next 5 years with a very interested PGA and European tour. So
very cool. Exciting. Very cool. I mean, since there's none of that happening this year, we are fan free, Ryder Cup free this year. So that was interesting.
That was one other thing I was going to say. About Golf has the exclusive digital rights to Whistling Straits. So
very cool.
What we're doing at the moment, which doesn't mean, you know, the world's very big. We do have, you know, other courses being rendered that could be Whistling Straits, but licensing wise, you know, the Kohler team and us have been very close for the last 10 years. And yeah, that's, we're just in discussions now around if we were going to do some sort of virtual Ryder Cup, you know, what would you like to see? I don't think it's the professionals, but I'd love to see, you know, maybe a Pros and Joes or a World Poker Tour kind of roll up to find the best 14, you know, red and blue teams around the world. So we're excited for this kind of thing to kick in.
Brett, I'm sure our listeners, at least a handful of them, I know I am in this conversation, interested in how to do business with About Golf. How do you go to market from consumer to B2C, B2B, B2B2C? What do those models look like for you guys, and how does somebody engage with you?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, I mean, our website is definitely someplace where you can go and see the differences, what we do. We have three different demographics. We have our home, you know, where we start off where someone wants to build a media room. And so that's what we call residential. That ranges between $40,000 up to really whatever you want to do, because people might want to have putting greens and virtual and projector screens from down. Then we move into our business where indoor golf centers approach us, work with us on a what we call a tailored business strategy. And we explain to them how they can actually generate revenue from multiple sims. So we kind of become business partners there. And then our AG Locker members, these new consumers, the people that are going to the indoor golf centers or friends of friends that are going to these residents, that's our new exciting market where, you know, you may be looking at a subscription of, you know, $5 or $6 a month to get your data. Or if you want to compete, there could be a premium version of that that'll come and link to a subscription. So definitely the way to engage with us right now is either via our home and our sales team. We've got sales teams across the US and also in London. We have installers in Australia. So we kind of cover those three, what I call the three main regions, Americas, APAC, and EMEA. And then really around how we're going to create those communities. So today we have around 3,000 simulators that have been sold. We've now connected around 1,500 of those simulators to our AG Cloud so people can be certified and compete in these online events. And then we have a range of around 250,000 users that have actually performed on an AG Sim over the last 10 years. And we're going back to them to migrate them to AG Locker members so they get the benefits of all the new community camaraderie stuff we're building.
For our golf industry professionals that are listening, you know, if there is a PGA show in January for us to attend, you guys will be there exhibiting?
Yeah, we've been there for the last, we actually didn't go last year. We were putting more investments into some PGA other directions. We're looking at the PGA show this year. There's always a team of the execs down there looking at things. But we'll definitely be down at the PGA show. And with the PGA pros are the ones that I'd really like to kind of send out, that we do have a program, a referral program for all these PGA pros and how they can actually make money off selling sims to their local members.
Fantastic.
And that's what you can talk to our sales teams about that.
For our listeners too on this, when we're talking about engaging with About Golf, in the show notes, if you are podcast from your phone, listening to just the audio version, you'll be able to see all the links and everything to connect with Brett's company. And if you're watching us on one of our video channels right now, screens at the end will list all of the links for you to go ahead and engage with them too.
Yep. And Brett, as you know, my day job, I run the Golf Wire, and just heard from loads and loads of our readers. They've really enjoyed the AG Summer Tour, the virtual tour and the contest. So as you said, I think that's gone over real well for you guys.
Yeah, it's been a good test for our company as well to have new people come in with the existing team and build this new platform. And it's just exciting to see the leaderboards change every week and see that there's a point schedule behind there. One thing we don't have right now is a handicapping system, but that will come in the formal AG Tour as we start to launch that in October 1.
Yep. Very cool. And to tease our next show, I think we do have some executives from the PGA show on our next show, and we're hoping they share with us some insight about what Orlando might look like in January.
Spill the beans. We all want to know.
I mean, we're seeing it everywhere, and we're, you know, sports in a lot of problem right now. I mean, these big areas or big communities of people coming together. But yeah, I mean, that's conferences is one thing that I'd be, you know, very concerned from our point of view, as from our business point of view, but also our customers of, you know, how do we protect ourselves? How do we become more, I would say, probably private? So we might, you know, end up having private rooms instead of, you know, big out in the space simulators, but we'll work it through. We want to get our people to see our new technology.
Great.
Very cool. This is cool stuff.
Do you have any other questions, Rob?
I don't. The simulators have always been super interesting to me. They've been around for a while, but to watch the advancements over the last few years in particular, how accurate they are, how kind of cool it is. Some of the curves, like, you know, the curve that you guys have is incredible. I mean, what a cool way to hit a golf ball. So it was exciting to have you on and get to learn a little bit more about what you're up to, Brett.
Look, it's been great. You know, I'm a data junkie, and yet the amount of data that you're collecting with every swing is really exciting to that. And then if you can put it into immersive feel like the curve, or if you've only got limited space with, you know, a 12-foot wide compact screen, you're still getting the same reaction, the same sort of data, and then you can use that to improve.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, thanks so much.
Anything else you want to touch on, Brett?
Yeah, please.
Look, I don't think so. I mean, I'm really excited for, you know, this next generation of technology. You know, if you think about all the companies now that are looking at simulators, that hopefully in years to come, we can see this digital platform, an esports platform of golfers that we're selecting from around the world that didn't have access to the PGA Tour, and we make it this online tour. So really thinking and very excited. And, you know, things like this is getting the word out there around modern golf. So, you know, get down and download our AG Locker. That's the free app to engage with us straight away. And we'll go from there.
Very cool.
Fantastic. Appreciate you making the time.
Thanks, Brett.
Thanks, guys. Hopefully thanks, Carl.
We'll meet up here soon.
Yep, thank you. It was great to meet you.
We'll see you guys.